Hello everyone, I'm Angelo Corsaro, CEO and CTO, and I'm here at the Roscon 2024. So before, a few fun facts. We are in Odense, pretty beautiful and historical town in Denmark. Was quite surprised by how cute this town is. I don't know if any of you had a chance to stroll in the downtown, but it's quite charming. So if you have not been here, it's worth, not just for the Ross Conference. Other important things is that this is the 12th Ross Conference and actually is the biggest Ross Conference ever. Massive attendance. It was very impressive. You will see it on the group picture. It was just quite some logistics to make sure everyone was at the right place to fit in the picture. Besides that, a few interesting points. First of all, in terms of use cases, we are seeing ROS expanding its application. For instance, in medical, we have heard about, let's say, experimentation in medical. By now, we have seen some presentation about devices going pretty soon into accreditation and validation from the FDA for some ultrasound scanning of veins and arteries. Quite interesting application, quite challenging system, and all developed on ROS 2. There are things that was indeed somewhat surprising, was that ROS is starting also its inroad on aerial drones, which was quite nice to see. And also another kind of drones that is perhaps even more challenging than aerial drones, which is maritime drones. So I think those were the key highlights in terms of application domain where we are seeing more and more ROS than perhaps previous year, more use cases. The first day obviously was a day of workshop and birds of feather. And we started with a workshop in which Julien and Steven demonstrated how to use ZenoRMW. ZenoRMW, it's coming up and as we will see, will become available with the next release of Jesse, or the next release of ROS as a tier one RMW. But the workshop on essentially connectivity where ZenoRMW was presented was incredibly attended. They had more than 80 attendees when I guess they were trying to limit the attendance to 50, but there was so much request and they let everyone in, getting to a very informative, packed and highly interactive and successful, I would say, workshop. In parallel, we also had the Zeno Birds of a Feather. I was impressed because we had a room packed of people. In fact, there wasn't literally place for everyone. A few people had to actually, unfortunately, remain outside of the room or just go away, unfortunately. But that said, a very, very good Birds of a Feather. We had the chance to present the architecture of the ZenoRMW, explain the role of the and the reason behind the default configuration of the ZenoRMW with one router essentially mediating communication outside of the robot and making sure that you can control both the information that gets out as well as the rate at which this information gets out. Like every BOF, it's intense, it's exciting, and it's full of exchange. So we learned about people that are already using Zeno, perhaps in the bridge, and some people that had already tried the RMW, and they were giving good feedback, and obviously many more are looking forward to try it, obviously once it will be released. So we had then the day after, it was, I believe, at 10:20, right after Chris Lalancette's presentation on the state of ROS, a presentation precisely on ZenoRMW from Yadu and Julien Enoch, our Julien Enoch. And that was quite entertaining and informative. But for me, what was entertaining is the level of expectation. And obviously, we are very pleased. And at the same time, we take the full responsibility and we feel the weight of that responsibility on our shoulder. But, ready to deliver there, as we have done, with commitment, with dedication and passion. Other things that was, I think, a key highlight at our booth, lots of traffic. So thank you for the many of you that came to visit us, to share your use case, tell us how you're using Zeno, or ask question on how you could use it, get more information on the ZenoRMW. And thank very much to our partners from Neobotics and Synergicon, which brought on site a pretty cool robot, which is an inspection robot. So we had an AMR with an arm mounted on top, and then we had a portion of an aircraft, the body of an aircraft, And this AMR is used for inspection. And guess what? The AMR was running on Zenor MW. But if that wasn't enough, we had another robot in Germany connected through the Zeta platform, so the Zeta Pass, and you could teleoperate this robot through RVIDS. All of that running across the internet and using the conference Wi-Fi, which was impressive for anyone visiting us. So I think that was at least the top highlights. Perhaps there were many more, but I think I would like to stop here. And I think it's time to ask to some of the attendees what has been their experience with Zeno, how they've used, what are their use cases. And so let's see what they have to say.
So hello everyone. Today at Roscon, I'm with Kyan Donovan, co-founder from Akara Robotics. And he has been very active on the Discord channel for Zeno for a long time and strong support of Zeno. And so what's your experience so far with Zeno?
Well, we came to Zeno partly through the RAS 1 to RAS 2 transition. We had a lot of difficulty out of the box with the default DDS in RAS 2. And we had a lot of configuration we needed to do to get that working well for us. But even then, when we were doing connections for our mobile robot over Wi-Fi, and then, of course, outside the local area network, we wanted to be able to have visibility to our robots in other sites, in other countries around the world. And we just couldn't do that with DDS as it was.
Okay.
So we use Tailscale for connectivity to get that WireGuard point-to-point tunnel. Mm-hmm. And Zeno really bridged that gap, pardon the pun, with the RAS 2 Zeno bridge, which allowed us to bridge between any robot that we wanted to our developer laptops anywhere in the world.
So that's what we are seeing here, right?
Yeah, so here we have a robot that's running in our office in Dublin. So this is full native Orbis, no VNC, no virtual network computing, none of that. We have a Tailscale WireGuard tunnel that gets the connectivity and encryption. Mm-hmm. And across that tunnel, we run Zeno. So our developers would run a Zeno command that we've kind of templated, spin it up in a nice ephemeral Podman container from your image that you have in Docker Hub. And that allows us to basically point to whichever robot we want in the field and be as if we were right beside the robot in our lab. So anything I could do in Dublin on the robot, on the local network, I can do here from
Denmark.
So, and that's thanks to Zeno and Zeno Bridge. The latency, high throughput, feature parity, everything just works. And that's what we like.
Very happy to support such very nice use case. Yeah.
Thank
you very much. Thank you, guys.
I'm here with Pradeep from Nobotics. Mm-hmm. Hi, Pradeep.
Hi.
So we're here to hear more about your experience with Zeno. How come that you start using Zeno in the company? What's your experience?
Okay, so let me give a short introduction about myself. My name is Pradeep. I am responsible for all the ROS-related developments at Neobotics. We have been manufacturing mobile robots for the last 20 years. And for the last 4 years, we have been already using ROS 2. We were the first one to start using ROS 2. And when we started, we had a bunch of problems with the DDS platform. And yes, we met some of the colleagues in the last year's ROSCON. And we got to know about ROSCON. We got to know about RMW Zeno. RMW Zeno solved us lot of issues for us. A couple of them being, one being the discoverability, and then the second one being that we weren't able to communicate with the robots on different subnetworks. And yeah, so we are testing Zeno for the last few months, and it has helped us quite really well. We have given tons of feedbacks. I guess that would have helped you. And I hope we'll be giving more feedback in the future. But for now, it looks industry ready for me, and our demo speaks for itself.
Yeah, that's a very important point, because here at ROSCON on Odense, there have been many people coming to us, hey, I've seen some development in RMW Zeno, but is it ready? Can we use it? Is it stable enough? Is it industry ready? Well, I think that in this case, we already got some feedback from you,
right? Yes, exactly. Of course, there are minor problems here and there, but yes, we are almost there, yeah.
Yeah, so RMW Zeno was released in May for the ROS 2 Jetzy. It was a kind of tier-free, so it was the first release, still needed to build it from source. But together with also the ROS 2 guys, for the next ROS 2 release, bring it up to tier 1 and to the full packaging. But I mean, an experience like yours that really was kind of early adopter for RMW Zeno.
Exactly.
Prove it in your robot that works. And it makes it easy. Your problem is already...
Yes. We also had some projects in the past, European projects in the past, where we had real troubles. And I guess the customers who were there then would love to have RMW Zeno. So let's see how it goes.
Yeah, so I think that thank you very much, Pradeep, for your feedback and for your amazing demo here at ROSCON 2024 at Odense.
Glad to be part of the booth as well. Thank you for that.
Hi, I'm here with Robert from RFID.io. So tell us about a bit of your company and your experience with Zeno.
We are RFID Systems integrator from Poland. We have been working on some embedded solution to integrate RFID readers of multiple vendors with cloud. It's some kind of connector which we can use with readers of multiple vendor and to connect them with the cloud through one single common interface.
And then how come that you stumble upon Zeno? How did you come started using Zeno?
My first project with Zeno was after my master class in Deconstruct training, online training. On the end of the master class, I made final presentation when I used Zeno to connect my robot from microcontroller with Zeno Pico through Zeno Bridge to connect everything with ROS, with ROS 2, then through Zeno router with a cloud application, with some simple web application, with joystick and simple visualization.
And how was the experience? So how did you feel when using Zeno? So how was it? How easy was it?
It worked well. I don't have too much experience. It was a simple project, but everything was fine. My experience with Zeno is really well, and I want to use it. I can use it now with my commercial project.
Okay, and you were talking about, right, that you like Rust, that Zeno is written in Rust,
yes.
And so you start looking into it. So I heard you that say, hey, I'd like to contribute to the Zeno project. So tell us a bit more about your experience with Rust and especially how you want to contribute to Zeno.
Yes, if I will have time for a contribution, I really would like to contribute. I don't have too much experience with Rust. I have been learning Rust for about a year, but our project now is written in Rust, so it's a good way to use Zeno in the same stack with our commercial project.
Hey, thank you very much, Robert. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
So thank you very much for all of those that joined and agreed to contribute to our podcast. It's always great to have you here. And so we are to the end of this episode. It was a great ROS conference, great location. A great thanks to the Open Robotics Foundation for organizing this. We are, you know, a consistent sponsor of almost all ROS conference. And we are, you know, proud to do that because it's a great community. We have loved meeting the many of you and again, supporting you, as we say, building the best nervous system possible, right? To make sure that your robot can communicate without any constraint efficiently at any scale. So in terms of summarizing the key highlights, so huge expectation on the Zeno RMW. We understand we are there. Lots of very good feedback because there are huge amount of people using it successfully. And even more looking forward to it. ROS expanding even more. So growing not just in terms of adoption, its core application, but beyond, as we've seen in medical, maritime applications and aerial drones and a vibrant community. So I think that's one of the most beautiful things of the ROS ecosystem. It's vibrant, it's welcoming, and there is always this desire, you know, to go beyond. So I would say until next year, it was great to be here and see you soon. Ciao.